Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I think this is probably the final episode of our little chat about games that we've been playing recently.
And you've got somebody else to talk to. No, you haven't!
Oh, see, your superb impression of someone else confused me there.
And all the listeners, both gentle and rough.
Yes, all two of them.
That's you and me listening back to it.
Yeah, that's it. That's our listenership. That's why no one ever records anything for us, because there aren't anyone hearing our pleas.
Please, record something and send it to us.
But there's no one listening, so they can't.
Oh, that's why we do it, because we do it. We listen to the plea.
Yeah, we do. We just listen to it.
Do you know, we should just go, we're not listening anymore.
Oh, but then it would have no listeners. And that would be sad.
We'd have more hobby time.
Well, I've been painting while we've been recording.
And I've been cleaning babies.
I just put an ink wash on one of my Scourge's skirmishers armour.
Are you...
Which I'm quite pleased with how they're coming out.
Austin's piggies look nice.
Oh, they do, don't they? I don't. No. But we've talked about Wrath of Kings.
Yes. What else have I been doing? And what else have you been doing? I've been playing some Malifaux.
You've been playing some Malifaux?
Yes.
You know what? I have been playing some Malifaux as well.
And?
I've played two games in the last couple of days.
And rumour has it on the Twitter sphere that you had a rather good time.
I did. I always thought, I always knew I would, because I hadn't fallen out of love with the game. I'd just fallen out of love with going to tournaments.
Yep.
And it's interesting that there's been some discussion on Twitter today about tournaments and...
Rankings.
Yeah, rankings and things, yep. Which I found quite interesting. But that can be a subject for another day.
Yes.
But, no, I've played, Pete and Lee over the last couple of days. I played Pete on Saturday in Real Foe, and I played Lee on Monday on Vassal. And it was excellent. I mean, really good fun. This, really enjoyed it.
This is good.
And I played a completely new master.
Oh, who did you play?
Played Molly.
Okay, yeah.
And it was excellent. Had a really good time. Pete was using Misaki, because he's decided to pick up 10 Thunders. So it was sort of newbie versus newbie. And we made some mistakes, and I think it would have ended up, without the mistake, if we hadn't made the mistakes, I think it would have ended up 8-7 to me instead of the 8-6 it was. And then played Lee yesterday.
With Molly again, or not?
With Molly again, yeah. Different, very different crew build to the one that I'd run against Pete. Just to
mix it,
try different
bit, yeah.
things out. And again, it was really good fun.
So, Rogue-Neck Rancy in the list, or not?
No, I haven't used Rogue-Neck Rancy in either.
Krulligan's in the list?
Yes, and I've reduced it. I went... First game against Pete was basically... the Seamus box set and the Molly, what's it going to be in the Molly box set, combined together. And then on the Vassal game, I changed some things around. I used a Valedictorian.
Have you used the Student of Viscera with her as well? Yeah.
I summoned one in.
Okay.
I summoned one in against Pete.
Have you tried Drowned yet or not?
I summoned one of those in against Pete as well.
So...
Drowned are excellent.
I'm guessing that you... Well, I'm going to be getting the Molly box set when she comes out anyway, so... Because she's clearly a Reza, and that's that.
Yeah. I've reorganised all my Reza cards today.
Did you?
Yeah.
I have it. Masters... Henchmen, totems, and then I just go 4 point, 5 point, 6 point, and I have a separate section for enforcers, and then all the.
I see. I have masters, totems, henchmen, enforcers, minions, And the minions aren't in any order.
I've got 4-point minions, 5-point minions.
And see, that's a good idea. I might have to be forced to reorganize.
I've just picked up.
Oh, and then I have mercenaries.
I might have to. I've picked up from you. I might have to put my forces after the totems.
And then I have the I have mercenaries.
Another example of OCD in OCD. Yes,
but I've lost one of my cards.
Have you?
I've lost my performer card, which is a pain because it's the limited edition performer.
Ah, that's not good.
No, I don't know if I lent it to somebody and then didn't get it back. Or I don't know, but I've lost it anyway. Can't find
Sad,
it.
Sad, Mike.
Yes.
If you've got it, give it back, please.
Or if you've got a limited edition performer card and you don't want it, then email me and I can give you my address. Because I could use the normal performer card, but gamer OCD.
Again.
Yes. So I've been enjoying. I enjoyed her. She was a lot. She was a lot of fun. And I've also signed up to go to a Malifaux event.
No, shock horror.
I have.
What are you going to?
I'm going to come to your doubles event.
Oh! Well, you're more than welcome.
Thank you. Me and Spoonie, because we were going to play in the Epic thing, and then we decided not to, because we didn't really want to play in tournaments, because we hadn't played enough Epic, to be fair.
I could swap partners and play with you, and you can, and Spoonie could play with Phil. No, I'm only kidding.
Good, because I want to play Spoons. So Spoons and I are going to go Guild, and I'm trying to... He wanted to go...
Oh,
with...
you and Spoons and me and Phil need to play each other. I might have to try and organise that. Randomly, of course.
Yes, of course. Or we could both just get smashed and meet on the bottom. I was trying to convince Spoons to go Lady Justice. Because I was thinking, all the fluff, Lady Justice is like the one Guild person who's really suspicious of McMorning.
Yeah. Are you playing McMorning then?
And I'll play McMorning. And we could just have loads of fun with the story and Lady Justice chasing after McMorning going, what are you doing?
I saw that. Actually, she couldn't see it because she's blind.
So I thought that would be quite funny. But I think he wants to play McCabe. But because it's painted, he hasn't got... I'm not sure his McCabe's painted, so I might get away with it.
It's not painted.
Oh, is it not?
No, it's not painted. We would prefer painted, but it's not painted.
Oh, okay. Well, my stuff's painted, so... So that's that. So I've been playing... So I played some Malifaux.
I've been playing Ramos and enjoying him.
Good.
But we know that already.
So that's Malifaux. So I'm enjoying that. I'm still building loads of figures for it. You know, I've been building Molly figures, so I've put together a Sybil and some Bells. I put together my Crooked Men. I'm going to build my Mindless Zombies probably this afternoon. So that they're ready to go.
They're in my building queue, but I need to build a Joss before the doubles. I need to build a new Joss for the doubles event because I want to replace the cartoony old Joss with
right.
The new Joss.
Yeah, okay. So I've been doing that. And then I've been playing a lot of Gods and Mortals as well. Have we talked about Of Gods and Mortals? I think we have, haven't we?
We might have done.
I can't remember. So basically, we've certainly talked about Fistful of Kung Fu in the past. And Of Gods and Mortals is a rule set from the same author. Uses very similar mechanics as Fistful of Kung Fu. But is based around myths. So you have a god.
That isn't somebody with a lisp, is it?
No. No. It's...
nearly made you go.
Nearly. You have a god, you have various heroic personalities, and then you have, you know, your mortal units. So if you're playing Greeks, you can have, you know, you could be Zeus. And then your heroes might be the Medusa and Achilles or something like that. And then you have Spartans and things as your mortal troops. So I've been playing Norse because I can reuse some of my barbarians from my saga.
Yep.
Warband. And I have three gods now. I have Hel, I have Thor, and then I was put onto the Reaper's Bones stuff as a very cheap way of getting large models.
Yep.
Because you want your god model to be, you know, maybe a 54mm model. And the Reaper's Bone stuff, you can get for about £2 or £3. You can pick up their giants.
And they're nice.
Yeah. So I picked up a Cloud Giant S.
I thought you said Clown Giant then. That would have been...
And she's going to be Freya. I also picked up the Reaper Bones Ice Worm, which is going to be probably the Midgard Serpent. And then I bought various other bits and pieces. Fenris did a nice set of Draugr, which are basically undead Vikings.
Yep.
And if you're playing Hel, half your mortals have to be undead. So you want some undead Vikings. So I've got them as well.
See, the imagery of this game appeals to me.
It's awesome.
And the fact that you can go around and pick and choose what figures you want also appeals to me as well.
Well, and you can create your own things.
Yeah.
So the Greek section has a lot of heroes already filled in.
Mm-hmm.
The Norse section only has 3 or 4. So I've created a couple of extras. I created a Draugr Lord. You know, he's just an undead Viking lord sort of thing. And a couple of heroes. So I've got Beowulf. And I'm creating Grendel as a monster.
Right.
And you can just use them as...
Don't you mean monster?
Monster. Go fight a monster, son.
Come to kill you. Come to kill your monster. Good old Ray.
Be careful when you say that, because it sounds like something you're saying something else.
But I wasn't.
No, we're PG here. So it's really good. So Dwayne is coming over to the house tomorrow to play. He's going to be using his Greeks against my Norse. And it's a lot of fun. And it's a very simple system. It's basically you choose the model or unit you're going to activate. And you roll up to 3 dice. And each unit has a quality score. And for each dice that you roll that equals the quality score, they get an action point.
Yep.
And if you roll one or more failures, your opponent can react with one of their models.
That's right. So because I think you were explaining the Fistful of Kung Fu system. So you said it was similar, didn't you?
Yeah. And so you can react with one of your models. And if you roll 2 or more failures, then that's the end of your go. So on a unit of, say, warriors, most of those are quality 4. So you have to get a 4 or more. So are you going to roll 1 dice and try and get a 4 or more, or 2 dice and get 4 or more? Statistically, you should roll 2 dice. But if you roll 2 dice, you've also got the chance of getting 2 failures. Whereas if you roll 1 dice and it fails, your opponent doesn't end your turn.
Yep.
So there's a big risk-reward mechanic. Because obviously getting 3 actions...
I like that idea as a way of command and control, essentially, is what it is. I like that.
Yes, and because
it's
also
elegant and simple as well.
If you're near your god, if your mortals are near your god and can see it, then they can get pluses on the dice.
Okay.
Because, you know, their presence of the god is inspiring them.
Is it WYSIWYG for seeing your god?
Yeah.
So if I had a small child as my god on the board, that would be good.
Well, no, because it would be how bad.
It would break the board, probably. I might get arrested, I suppose.
Yes, I don't think you should put small children on boards. They really get upset when you paint them.
What about a dolly or something like that? A mannequin?
People would just refuse to play you. So I've been doing that, and I've been painting bits for that. And also I've been painting bits for Fistful of Kung Fu as well.
And where does Octo Monkey fit into?
So Octo Monkey doesn't fit into any of these at the moment. Octo Monkey is going to fit in to. I'm very keen to play 7TV.
Yep.
Of which I discovered last week.
I played the previous version, 6TV.
Did they have that many channels back when, then?
They had words then as well.
I'll have words with you in a minute. I'm very keen to play 7TV and use the action system, but I've discovered that they're bringing out a second edition.
Ooh.
And they posted a picture of the second edition. And it's very interesting because they're going to a much more card-based mechanic. So there are unit cards and things now.
Yeah, because this is the way, isn't it? It's...
It is. But what makes it really interesting is they're giving everything away for free.
Oh, really?
So the rule... So it's from Crooked... So it's Crooked Dice who make it. And what I guess that they've realised is that they make all their money on selling figures. That's their high margin item.
Mm-hmm.
And that they sell very few rule sets. So they're giving away... So second edition is going to be available for free from their website. I don't know when, because they're still playtesting. As a print and play.
Yeah.
Along with all the cards and and counters and everything that you need. But you can buy deluxe versions and, you know, full printed versions from them. So if you're a gamer like me, you'll end up buying the deluxe version.
Yeah.
But if you want to just get into the game, all it's going to cost you is printer ink.
I'd get the deluxe version as well.
I know. And, you know, maybe that's the hope. But I think it's going to be very interesting. So I've been painting up a lot of boiler-suited minions for... that game.
Colour, you missed out the colour coordinated.
Okay, they are colour coordinated.
So you have red boiler suit minions who are the...
Yes, they are armed with a club and a pistol.
Are they the lowest of the low? Are they like the engineers?
They are the lowest
in
of
Star
the
Trek.
Low. Yes, they are the lowest of the low.
They're the first to die, basically. And then you have the yellow ones.
No, then you have the orange ones.
Oh, okay.
The orange ones are equipped with a rifle.
Well, they're a bit more tougher then.
Yeah. And then you have the yellow ones, and they're equipped with submachine guns.
Definitely tougher.
And then you have the green ones, who are the specialists.
I didn't know them.
I haven't painted any of the green ones yet. But the green ones are specialists. They have body armor and shotguns.
Yeah.
And that's the minion color scheme. So I've created rules for them.
You should trademark that, you know.
Again, I'm going to use them in Fistful of Kung Fu as well. So I've got rules for them for Fistful of Kung Fu. And at some point we're going to play a little Fistful of Kung Fu campaign.
Yeah.
Over the period of like 4 weeks. So I'm painting those up for that. So I've almost finished the red suited ones, and I've got the base coats on the orange and yellow ones.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So that's that. And then I've been playing Zombicide again.
You need an evil overlord in a wheelchair, don't you?
I've got one.
Oh, okay.
I've got three evil overlords actually. Cobblestone Castings make a range of figures called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I've just realised I've got those figures from Adepticon that I haven't done anything with as well.
What, last year?
Yeah.
I found my ones from last year.
Oh, where did I put those?
I found my ones. Cobblestone Castings make this range of figures called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yep.
Which is sort of 60s spy spoofs. And they have a pack in there of evil geniuses. And one of them is sort of a North Korean leader, but his hands have been replaced with robot claws like Dr. No. One of them is stroking a white cat.
Yep.
And one of them is Adolf Hitler in a robo suit.
What was the name of the Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, was it?
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang by Cobblestone Castings.
I'm going to have to... I need to look at these, I'm afraid. Sorry, carry on talking. No.
So, I've been playing that. But I'm looking... I want to play 7TV and... that's what, you know, I'm putting this stuff together. And Octomonkey will make an appearance in 7TV.
Don't you mean Octomonkey?
Okay, if you want, it's Octomonkey. He'll make an appearance in that. Because
look at all this stuff here, Mike. It's got missile, silo, guidance, console and chair. And
I possibly have quite a lot of that resin terrain. It's good stuff.
What's these vehicles? Mini sub.
Oh, the mini sub. I haven't got the mini sub. If the mini sub is available at Salute, then I'm going to buy the mini sub. Because I could make a board for it. I'm going to make a spy-based board, and it can be in a pen, ready to for the evil genius to escape.
The evil genius figures are awesome.
Are they not brilliant?
the Adolf Hitler lookalike with the crab claws in the what looks like Robbie the Robot suits.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
The Korean Oriental guy reminds. He's got the typical face from Team America type evil genius. I can't see the cat.
Oh, maybe the cat is on
They've got like a bald headed guy with a big cigar is the other one.
Oh, maybe the cat is the Artisan Miniatures one because it was a combined range. So, Copplestone did them and Artisan brought out a pack as packs as well.
Yep.
It's in the it's one of the Artisan packs. Dr. Felix and his assistants.
Not from Copplestone.
No, it's
Artisan
from
Artisan Design, right?
I've just sent you the link.
Thank you.
Which makes great podcasting.
These games like this and OGAM and I think all the games that I've certainly been playing recently, like Relic Knights and Wrath, just inspire me from a visual perspective. And seeing the figures, you know, from the ones that you're using for the 7TV stuff and things like OGAM as well, just.
Well, that's it. And it's the same as Open Combat when we've talked about that. I'm at the point that I just want to use figures.
Because I really wanted to buy Octomonkey.
Or buy him then?
No, not yet, no. I'll be buying him at some point, probably.
He's doing another Kickstarter for some more.
Anyway, sorry, carry on.
It's all about, you know, finding games that I can use figures in that I want. So I was telling you before we started recording, my figures from Demented Games have arrived for Twisted, which is you and I met them at Adepticon last year.
Did the Spoons know that?
I don't know. Do a clang. So we met Seb Archer last year at Adepticon, and we were talking about Twisted. And Twisted is basically another steampunk game where they've taken, you know, Dickensian tales and fairy tales and things from Victorian era and are twisting it. So some of the figures there was a Bill Sykes who had a mono. His bottom half was a mono wheel or something. No, that was Dodger, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was the mono wheel. Bill Sykes is sort of in this big steampunk armor thing. And it was going to go to Kickstarter. And for some reason, they decided not to go to Kickstarter at this point. I wonder if it was because Infamy did very well, and Infamy is sort of set in a similar sort of thing.
Yeah.
So they've decided to just bring the figures out. They've got the sculpt sitting around. Why shouldn't they be selling them? So they put the first two on sale last week as limited edition resins. And me being me and having waited for these figures to come out, have bought the first two. And they are absolutely cracking miniatures.
I mean, the artwork and the guys behind Twisted are quality. You know, they're top quality in the industry at the moment, yeah? So
yeah.
you would not expect anything less. As a collectible miniature range, I can see myself investing in, well, buying stuff, you know.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's having a set of rules to use for them. So I can easily see how the Fistful of Kung Fu rules can be modified. You know, that basic mechanic, you just need to put some steampunky type stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, you've got it. And I wasn't talking. I was having a conversation on Facebook with the guy who writes Fistful of Kung Fu this week. Andrea Sufolle. You have to say it like that. I'm sorry. But you have to say it like that. Because he's writing another supplement for Fistful of Kung Fu. And, you know, what he was they were discussing what he was going to put into it and that sort of thing. And I was asking for 60 spy TV stuff. Because at the moment, obviously, it's based on martial arts movies. So all the abilities and things in there are from martial arts movies.
Yeah.
And I was saying, can we get some 60 spy stuff? Because we've used it for 60 spy stuff.
Man from Uncle.
Yeah, that was the exact example I used. I said, you know, I can see the Men from Uncle going to the Far East on a mission. Can I get some rules for that sort of thing? And so I could easily see that rule set with a different set of powers, those basic mechanics, translating into a, you know, a steampunky type game.
Yep.
And I think that's what's going to happen. I think that more and more as my gaming goes on, I'm less going to play rule systems.
And it will be about genres and ideas.
I'm going to play games where I can, you know,
use a
rule system as a starting point.
You're telling a story, and what you're doing is it is semi-RPGing, but at a tabletop level with tabletop rules in some ways.
Yeah. So I've just put my two new demented twisted miniatures next to one of the figures from the Infamy range, Mr. Toad, and they fit brilliantly together. I'll tweet the picture later, because they look absolutely awesome together. And so I'm just building up this nice little range of steampunky type figures that I don't have necessarily have a game for.
What was the name of that game that we bought the buildings from as a Kickstarter? Part of the Kickstarter. It was a steampunky. It's got Machiavellian Italian.
Oh, the Wolfsong.
Wolfsong. Is there any stuff in there that you?
Yeah, there's new stuff coming out for that as well.
I've still got those buildings. Still not made them up yet.
There's new stuff coming from them as well that I'm going to end up purchasing. I know I am, because they've got jack in the boxes with machine guns.
Oh. There's so many flavors.
There's so many great figures out there.
There's so many flavors of figures out there that you can use.
Yeah, so. Well, so that's what I've been doing. And we've waited on for ages.
So it'll be another long one then.
It will. I haven't even need to start doing some more RPGing as well. I want to play another game of Paranoia. And we still haven't actually reviewed Paranoia.
This is true.
And we should do, because that was a lot of fun.
Well, you should have a number of the people that took part in the game review that.
Yeah, we should get some of the others in as well, yeah.
That's if they can be asked to record.
I doubt it.
Anyway,
I think that's probably it for today.
It's time for me to walk the dogs.
It's time for me to have some lunch.
I might do that afterwards.
I'm going to have my salad.
Right, yo.
Until next time.
Until next time, I've been Conrad. Okay.
And I've been Mike.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.